Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Summer That Made Us by Robin Carr. Narrated by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. Charlene Berkey was devastated. Her television career had come to an abrupt end. She should have been better prepared. The ratings had been falling, and daytime talk shows were shrinking in popularity. But she thought her show would survive. The suits at the network kept telling her she'd be fine. Then, without warning, they canceled the show. They didn't offer her any options. There wasn't even a position available doing the weather. She was on the street, unemployed and feeling too old to compete at the age of 44. The situation put a terrible strain on her relationship. Michael, typically such a sensitive man, didn't seem to understand what this turn of events did to her self-esteem, her self-image. She felt overwhelmed, terrified, and useless. She had no idea what the future held for her. If all that wasn't bad enough, her sister Megan was only 42 and fighting stage 4 breast cancer. Her most recent procedure to beat the monster was a bone marrow transplant, and now all she could do was wait. Charlie made a quick decision. She wanted to use this time she suddenly had to be with her sister. She picked up her phone. "I want to go to the lake house," Meg said. "Like we used to when we were kids. I want to get up on one of those bright summer mornings, sit on the dock and watch the sun rise and the fish jump, and see those old fishermen floating out there with their lines cast, waiting for a catch. I want to spend the summer thinking about the way we were, 6 little blondes with bodies brown as berries, half naked, dirty as dogs, flushed and happy and healthy and strong. Our sleeping bags out on the porch, giggling late into the muggy summer nights. While the mosquitoes ate us alive," Charlie said. "I don't remember being upset about mosquitoes as a kid." "You got it the worst," Charlie said. "You look like you had chicken pox." "I want to spend the summer at the lake." "God, no. It's not the place you remember," Charlie said. "It must be uninhabitable. It's been years since the family abandoned it. It's old, Meg, old and neglected. It's dying a slow death, I think." "That makes 2 of us," she said. "Please don't say that," Charlie begged. "John and I snuck up there once," Meg said, speaking of her husband, a pediatrician to whom she'd been married for 12 years. They were like the perfect couple, with the exception of a brief separation just a couple of years ago. "It looked kind of tired, and it needs some work. But oh, Charlie, it brought back such wonderful memories. The house might have gone to hell like the rest of the family, but the lake is still so pretty, so peaceful." "It's a long way from your doctor, from the hospital," Charlie said. "Better still. I'm sick of both. I want to rest, have some peace." "And you think opening that lake house again against Mother's express wishes will bring peace?" Charlie asked.
"Guess what? I don't give a shit. How's that? Bunny died 27 years ago. If Mother wants to suffer for the rest of her life, what can I do about it?"
"It's time Louise learned not everything is about her." "She's going to be impossible," Charlie said. Megan laughed.
"Do you care?"
"I don't have a key," Charlie said, refusing to answer the question. "Do you?"
"You don't need a key, Charlie. Those windows on the porch aren't even locked. Or the locks rotted away and are useless. We can get in and have the locks replaced."
"She'll have us arrested."
"Her dying daughter? And her unemployed and homeless daughter?"
"You're not dying. And I'm not exactly homeless. I'm just going to rent out my house so I can come and be with you."
"You are unemployed. That's just for now," she said.
"I'm going to be with you until you turn a corner and start to get better. Stronger, which you will."
"At the lake," Megan said.
"Oh, jeez.
Admit it. You're dying to go back to the scene of the crime."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?